Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The government shutdown is on its seventh day, October the 7th, the seventh day. And it just so happens to be, as you've been listening to VFN Radio, that, you know, if you heard us talk about and teach about, nobody cries for justice. And the reason why we don't cry for justice is because we aren't right with God. We got to get repented. But once we get repented because God's justice is served on the cross of Christ, then we can start saying, hey, we want justice. And not because we're right, because Jesus is right.
That's right.
And we just say, you know, we've been crying out for justice for Roy Middleton. You know, we want just justice. What is that, whatever that means, you know, justice. To me personally, from the perspective that we're seeing, that just those two particular officers that responded, that there needs to be a hearing or something. Well, they did an investigation at the Escambia County Sheriff's Department there, locally there in the Gulf Coast, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, which is the next step, FDLE. They did an investigation. They turned that over to the sheriff's state attorney's office, and the state attorney's office said, we're going to have a grand jury. And in the context of this convergence, today is the beginning of the grand jury. By the way, a grand jury is very important because, you know, we're hearing all these things, but the jury is going to hear all the things, and they're going to make it, be able to make a clear decision. And our prayer is that justice would be served. And secondly, that the reason why there's a grand jury is because the United States Constitution. And we often talk about the Constitution. They just don't say, hey, I got a good idea. Let's just put a jury of your peers together to find out if there's really any evidence on you or find out if there was an injustice served. Nobody, men's natural tendency is not to bring justice for anybody but themselves. But when you have a constitution that sets up, which is what you're made up of, and we're going to talk about, you know, justice and the fact that we need to keep the constitution in this place because that's what keeps the officer, for example, from climbing through your window. Well, at least it actually has a grand jury when they do climb through your window. But I just want you to say right up front, you know, that you have teachers that shouldn't be teachers, but you have the teachers that are awesome teachers.
That's right.
You have doctors should have never picked up a stethoscope. But then again, you have many, 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 many doctors that many of us are here today because they're so good, you know, being able to do what they're doing. And there's some people that just don't need to be the police.
That's right.
Don't put everybody in the same category, because I spent 10 years, even with that department that's now under investigation, and those are some good officers in there. I mean, I've walked with them. We've patrolled together, and they laid down their life for the community. We've talked about that before in talking Seeking Justice for Roy Middleton, Part 1 and Part 2. You can see it on the VFN Torch. But we do need to address the fact that 15 shots was fired at one particular man who did not have any weapons in his own house, who was 50 years old.
I believe 60 years old,
and seems to be a real gentle, you know, I mean, most of it that old, we're all pretty much not pretty gentle. And in the context of that, that's what the grand jury's today. So I already believe it's very significant because that's our heart. Well, you know, we just want to bring the church to the cross. And we want us to get our lives right with God. We want justice to be served, but it can only be served on the cross. It can't be served on us because we won't make it. But in regards to, we have to repent for injustices that are taking place in our society. That's the only way you're going to have protection. You cannot think and pray for God's protection while our people are being oppressed. When an injustice is being done and we're not saying anything. And remember, it's a government by the people and for the people. And so Roy Middleton was the boss, and he's at his house, a citizen, American citizen at his house at night, and the reports are, based on the media reports and what's being said by the sheriff and by local news media, was they had a phone call that came in and said that somebody's breaking into a car, so the police officers parked their car down the street, the deputies did, and they walked down in the dark night to a citizen's house. And they begin to look at the words and see the officers are trained. And that's what Captain Alexander said when he was on the program.
That's right.
You know, and you got to hear Captain Alexander, who's in the city that's in the county.
We encourage you to listen to it in its entirety, Seeking Justice for Roy Middleton on VFN Radio.
Part one and part two. And in the context of that just training, obviously, because you don't take a citizen, if somebody says that person is a bad guy, you take that in the context of your experience, and you have to verify it. It's called, you know, innocent until proven guilty. I mean, if an individual, we'll talk more about this, but what happens is, if there's no evidence in the police officer's eyes, then what they do is they have the citizens swear out a warrant themselves, and they take it to the warrant affidavit, and they take it to the court, and then it's between the citizen in the courts. But the officer just doesn't take somebody's word for it in regards to something of that nature. This is a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they just, you know, you got to take all your experience into it. Now, if it's a felony in the progress, obviously they react a little bit differently. But the fact is you first need to be shot at least stop around 8 rounds. And I just thank God that Roy's okay. His leg is blown out.
Yeah.
And he has a bar in his leg. He's recovering. I can empathize with that recovery in those kind of areas. But keep him in your prayers. But we want your fellow citizens who are meeting for a grand jury to be able to find out what happened to another citizen. Well, actually, three citizens, two officers, and one 60-year-old citizen named Roy Middleton. Something happened that night.
Yeah.
And all the evidence is going to be presented to them, and all we want is justice.
That's right.
God's justice. And it makes should make all of us want to run to the cross because, you know what I'm saying?
No
it's
doubt.
Like, dear Jesus, have mercy. But and we want to repent for that because we don't want that lingering over the area because we want God's protection because a storm is coming. A storm is coming. Crisis is coming. I mean, if you would have heard all the things that we've been saying, and now with the government on shutdown and it's seventh day, that means something in the context of it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.